As a former sheep farmer, Liberal MP Susan Lee never expected to be advocating a ban on live sheep exports. But she says she changed her mind after seeing broadcast footage of some of the 2,500 sheep who died on live export ships to the Middle East in August of 2016. Now presenting a private member's bill to Parliament, she says her further investigations have brought her to this point.
I have spent more than half my life close to Australia's rural and pastoral industries. I know all the arguments that are used to support the live sheep trade because I ran them myself for 15 years. Recently, I found cause to look at the industry with fresh eyes. I have been shocked, angered, bewildered, and disappointed. I have researched the science, the facts, the economics, and the opinions. I have not allowed emotions to overcome reason.
Those images also prompted the federal government to announce changes last week to improve the conditions for sheep being exported to the Middle East. The measures include more room for sheep on the ships and an independent observer to monitor conditions on each vessel. The government also plans to introduce legislation to put people violating animal welfare standards in jail for up to 10 years. The measures did not include a ban, and Agriculture Minister David Littleproud is visiting Kuwait and Qatar to reassure them the crackdown will not stop the trade in live sheep. But Ms Lee says the government's measures do not go far enough.
As one WA consultant to the trade told me, regulations written on paper in Australia cease to mean anything once the ship departs. In the modern world, ethics and sustainability in the production of food and fibre are vital. Sanctioning further voyages on these ships of shame, particularly into a Middle Eastern summer, damages our brand.
Ms Lee is proposing a five-year period of phasing out long-haul live sheep exports. Live sheep exports will be banned altogether during the July to September height of the Middle Eastern summer from next year. But speaking during question time, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the government cannot support a ban on the industry.
The government's objective is, as I said, to ensure that animal welfare is maintained, that animals are treated humanely in this transport, that the livings and viability of Australian farmers, particularly in Western Australia where most of these shipments are derived, are respected and maintained, and that our export markets are maintained.
He says banning live sheep exports is reckless and could result in a repeat of the Labor government's 2011 suspension of live exports.
We do not want to have a repetition of the debacle that we had under the Labor Party, where the entire live cattle export business was banned, and as a consequence, farming families across the nation were facing ruin. The price of cattle crashed, whether it was in the far north of the country, all the way down to Tasmania. That's the sort of recklessness the government will not be a party to.
Labor says it supports the bill, but after losing four votes due to the dual citizenship saga, the party lacks the numbers to bring on a debate in Parliament until by-elections are held. Opposition agriculture spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon says he believes once the by-elections are held, the bill will get the 76 votes needed to suspend standing orders and bring on a debate.
Labor supports Susan Lee's private member's bill, which suspends and indeed phases out the live sheep trade. This is not the preferred course for any of us. Private members' bills aren't the ideal way to promote legislation, but this is what happens when the government of the day vacates the field.
Liberal backbenchers Jason Wood, Ian Goodenough and Sarah Henderson have expressed support for Ms Lee's bill. But the Nationals' former Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce says a ban on live sheep exports would only hurt Australian farmers.
And if you shut down the live sheep trade, you're going to make people poorer. That's what's going to happen. Now, sure, regulate it, fix things up, absolutely. And I also want to deal with this issue. People say, well, it's not viable and it's fading out in any case. Well, if that's the case, let it happen. The market will do it. It doesn't need government. The market will shut it down.
Susan Lee says she's committed to pursuing the process to the end.
This is not about playing political games. This is about building support amongst our colleagues and demonstrating that support through the forms of the party room, the conversations that we have in this building, and making a really strong case. And I believe we can. This bill has not been introduced as a flag-waving exercise. Of course, we want to see it debated. We want to see it move to the second reading stage. We saw in the marriage debate quite a few bills enter the House and eventually the outcome happened. I see this in a very similar way.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.